I just got more into it, and I was working on this little kit that I had, which is a cajon bass drum with some bongos and a footbell and a little timbali. And I was like, well, I can use this instead of a kit. But I was like, well, what would be really a good way to implore this particular setup? I call it a conga kit because I use my feet. And I thought, oh, vibes. We got to have vibes. So it was like, and then that's when Steve Rome came into my mind. I thought, oh, that'd be fun. We can have vibraphone and then bass. And then, of course, Jimmy Anton, who's practically my neighbor. I've always wanted to do a project with him. I've only known him for about 40 years. We started that little trio and just started working on material that way. And then it all just evolved from there.
Yeah, and with Stephen Kung on the trumpet too, you do Cal Jader's Soul Sauce, and you consider this a good showcase for the ethos of Latin soul vibe.
First of all, the opening lick on that tune is one of my favorite vibraphone licks, and of course, it was a big hit for Cal Jader, actually. Do you remember that term, acid jazz? That period in the 60s where they were the jazz musicians were introducing Latin and R&B elements into their music, and I thought it was such a cool lick. It's actually a Chano Pozo tune, as I came to learn later on. It starts out with just solo vibraphone. You'll hear it. Maybe you'll play a little bit of it.
We're speaking with Max Santiago of the Latin Soul Vibe Quartet. How does a group like yours approach Thelonious Monk?
We turned it basically what was swing into a straight eighth type thing. We just kind of messed with the groove a little bit and lent itself really well to just a funky groove.
Hey Max, since your drums are right here, maybe you could demonstrate the difference between a swing beat, which is normal for a Thelonious Monk tune such as I Mean You, and then how you play it with a more of a Latin influence.
Okay, so anyway, if it's just, okay, Mac, play some swing on the conga drums, and I would just do this, and I have this little tambourine set up, I'd go. And so that would be the basic beat. And on I Mean You, it's more like this.
That really takes the tune to a different place, and that was your intent.
Exactly, and of course, Jimmy Anton, one of the funkiest bass players in this town, if not in the region, that just feeds the Steve and Stephen Kung when they're soloing, is just to start to go into that, start, you know, messing with it that way and making it really funky sounding. Thank you.
Mac in the Latin Soul Vibe Quartet. The vibes guy is Steve Rome. And you've got an instrumental of his in the mix, and this is another beat entirely.
I had this idea that, you know, we're talking about music from the Caribbean, right? If we're talking about Afro-Cuban or even the New Orleans thing or Calypso, it's like Jamaica. Yeah, this tune could have like a reggae type of groove on it. So I just started playing sort of like an interpreted, like I would do on the kit, but interpreted on the hand percussion.
Soul Vibe Quartet performs at Crooner's Supper Club in Fridley Thursday, April 17th from 6 till 7:30 p.m. For information, the web address is croonersmn.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.